The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
He was one of Hollywood's big tough guys. Gene Hackman here in Mississippi Burning.
Where we have it, on the night of the murders, you made a short speech as the bulldozer buried the kids in the dam. How does Lester tell it? Mississippi would be proud of you. You've struck a blow for the white man. Is that what you said, Clinton? Is that what you said? Now, it must have been you, because Clayton Townley and Ray Stuckey, they were too smart to be there. You're too stupid to think anybody remember what you had to say. But old Lester, he's got a good memory. I'm sorry. I haven't done this for a long time. Did you make a speech the night that you beat up your wife, Clinton? Huh? Did you? Did you strike a blow for the white man that night? Huh? Get out of here! You got a stupid smile, you know that, pal? Can you see it? Huh? Go on! You smile when the bulldozer ran over the black kid's body? Get here! Get here! Did you smile when the bodies were covered over? Get here! Get up here! Come on! Get here! Did you smile that same stupid smile? Huh? Did you?
Gene Hackman there is Agent Rupert Anderson conducting an interrogation in a barber's chair as a cop investigating racist atrocities in Mississippi for Mississippi Burning. He passed away along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa. We have no idea what happened yet. They were found dead in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home along with their dog. Police are investigating but not speculating right now, which means that D. Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator, for now we are left remembering the 95-year-old's life and what an incredible acting career he had.
Yeah, just an incredible acting career, as you say, Jonathan. I mean, I think full credit to whoever had to pick out the clip for that this morning, because there's just such a wealth of great material to choose from. He was described in one newspaper as Hollywood's perfect everyman. And I think that's a really good description of him, because he was able to play everything from convict to steel worker to war hero to widower to submarine commander or basketball coach. He had an incredible range. He even, of course, appeared very famously in a sort of hidden cameo in Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks as well. So he was someone who was able to take on and tackle any role. And I think that kind of reflects how much life he fit into his early life. By the time he started acting in earnest at 26, he had already had his father walk out on his family. He had been in the Marines, where he'd got his first taste actually of show business, working as a radio jock. He nearly fought in Korea only for the fact that he was in a motorcycle accident. So by the time he actually started in the Pasadena Players to study acting, he was 26, and he was kind of considered to be a bit over the hill for acting in those days. But it was there that he met the other outlier in that class, the then 19-year-old Dustin Hoffman. And they didn't get on with anyone in their acting class. They've joked about it in the years since. And they were actually voted by the other people in their class as the least likely to succeed. So, bit embarrassing for anybody.
Yeah, their judgments perhaps have been clouded somewhat. But the one thing about Hackman was he kind of had a career of two halves, didn't he? It kind of faded a little bit for him towards the end of the 60s.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, look, his career, like even though he started late by the standards of the time, he did fit 85 movies and roles on television and stage into the time that he was active, and he retired in 2004. But yeah, you're right. He in the 60s, he was really, really trying to make it as an actor. Actually, alongside Dustin Hoffman, that period of their careers. They really sort of propelled each other along. It was only when he had a very small role in Lilith, which starred Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty was so impressed by him and recommended him for the role of Buck Barrow in Bonnie and Clyde. And that was when things really took off for him. It got him his first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor. But he didn't unfortunately get it that time. But yeah, even after that, things kind of took a dip for him to the point that in the kind of late '60s, early '70s, he actually considered taking the role of Mike Brady on the Brady Bunch. Like, what a different career he would have had if he'd done that. And his agent advised him at the time, look, no, stick with it. Better things are coming your way. And my God, was he right? Because by the time 1970 came about, he got his second nomination for Best Supporting Actor, and then he won Best Actor for The French Connection the following
French Connection
year.
Followed on then by The Poseidon Adventure, which I know people will say wasn't a great film. I thought it was lovely. Terrible film, all died, but it was just classic of the genre, the disastrous movies in the 70s. But most people will probably remember him, Dee, as Lex Luthor. And I suppose, isn't that the curse of getting involved in a movie franchise, particularly one as big as Superman, that you know, never mind your Oscars, you played the bad guy in the Superman movies?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think that, like, to your point, he had an incredible career in the 70s and 80s, sorry, 80 and early 80s coming out of that. But he did start to do stuff that was a bit less sort of credible by anybody else's standards. But he was actually going through a really bad time in that period. Like, he'd made some really bad investments. I think there was an issue with tax, and his best friend had actually committed suicide, and then his marriage broke down. So he was just, as he said, he was borrowing his daughter's car to go to interviews in Hollywood because he'd blown the money he'd made in the 70s. So that kind of period of his career, as you say, there were very much peaks and troughs over the decades. But my God, did he come back then, because he got another nomination for the Oscars for Mississippi Burning in 1988. And then I think his work in the 90s really stands out to me as being incredibly indicative of his range. Like, he was in The Firm, he was in Get Shorty, Enemy of State, and one of my favorite performances of him, The Birdcage,
where he actually that's come up a lot
drag.
Today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It has come up a lot today. Dee, we leave it there. So many memories, and no doubt so many great Gene Hackman films will be on TV over the course of the next while. Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator, thank you very much for joining us. Gene Hackman and Al Pacino were in a little scene but excellent film called Scarecrow. Never understood why it wasn't a bigger hit. Worth seeking out, says Care in Cork. Always thought, says another listener, if there was a mediocre script and you cast Hackman, it lifted the final product. And Paul in Kildare says, Jonathan, another great Gene Hackman movie, Uncommon Valour. It's a war movie based on the rescue of POWs, one of which is his son, who haven't been seen for a long period. The US government refused to go and rescue them, so he puts together a group of mercenaries, if you want to call them, and ex-US soldiers who are part of the Vietnam War to go and rescue them. A good movie, he says. And there are many more like that as well, no doubt, that we'll see and hear over the next few days.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.